For, if they were like in all respects, they would be identities, and not examples, and all the more so in dealing with divine matters. For one cannot find an example that is like in all respects, whether we are dealing with theology or the dispensation. Chapter 27. Concerning the fact that the divinity of the Word remained inseparable from the soul 72, and the body, even at our Lord's death, and that his subsistence continued one. Since our Lord Jesus Christ was without sin, for he committed no sin, he who took away the sin of the world, nor was there any deceit found in his mouth 6, he was not subject to death, since death came into the world through sin 7. He dies, therefore, because he took on himself death on our behalf, and he makes himself an offering to the Father, for our sakes, for we had sinned against him, and it was meet that he should receive the ransom for us, and that we should thus be delivered from the condemnation. God forbid that the blood of the Lord should have been offered to the tyrant 8, wherefore death approaches, and swallowing up the body, as a bait is transfixed on the hook of divinity, and after tasting of a sinless and life-giving body, perishes, and brings up again all whom of old he swallowed up. For just as darkness disappears on the introduction of light, so is death repulsed before the assault of life, and brings life to all, but death to the destroyer. Wherefore, although 9, he died as man and his Holy Spirit was severed from his immaculate body, yet his divinity remained inseparable from both, I mean, from his soul and his body, and so even thus his one hypostasis was not divided into two hypostases. For body and soul received simultaneously in the beginning their being, in the subsistence 9a, of the Word, and, although they were severed from one another by death, yet they continued, each of them, having the one subsistence of the Word, so that the one subsistence of the Word is alike the subsistence of the Word, and of soul and body. For at no time had either soul or body a separate subsistence of their own, different from that of the Word, and the subsistence of the Word is forever one, and at no time two, so that the subsistence of Christ is always one. For, although the soul was separated from the body topically, yet hypostatically they were united through the Word. Chapter 28. Concerning corruption and destruction. The word corruption 1 has two meanings too, for it signifies all the human sufferings, such as hunger, thirst, weariness, the piercing with nails, death, that is, the separation of soul and body, and so forth. In this sense we say that our Lord's body was subject to corruption, for he voluntarily accepted all these things. But corruption means also the complete resolution of the body into its constituent elements and its utter disappearance, which is spoken of by many preferably as destruction. The body of our Lord did not experience this form of corruption, as the prophet David says, "For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine holy one to see corruption 3. Wherefore to say, with that foolish Julianus and Gaianus, that our Lord's body was incorruptible, in the first sense of the word, before his resurrection is impious, for if it were incorruptible it was not really, but only apparently, of the same essence as ours, and what the gospel tells us happened, viz. The hunger, the thirst, the nails, the wound in his side, the death, did not actually occur, but if they only apparently happened, then the mystery of the dispensation is an imposture, and a sham, and he became man only in appearance, and not in actual fact, and we are saved only in appearance, and not in actual fact. But God forbid, and may those who so say have no part in the salvation 4, but we have obtained, and shall obtain the true salvation. But in the second meaning of the word, corruption, we confess that our Lord's body is incorruptible, that is, indestructible, for such is the tradition of the inspired fathers. Indeed, after the resurrection of our Savior, from the dead, we say that our Lord's body is incorruptible even in the first sense of the word. For our Lord by his own body bestowed the gifts both of resurrection, and of subsequent incorruption even on our own body, he himself having become to us the first fruits both of resurrection and incorruption, and of passionlessness 5, for as the divine apostle says, this corruptible must put an incorruption 6. Chapter 29. Concerning the descent to Hades. The soul 7, when it was deified, descended into Hades, in order that, just as the Son of Righteousness 8 rose for those upon the earth, so likewise he might bring light to those who sit under the earth in darkness 73 and shadow of death 9, in order that just as he brought the message of peace to those upon the earth, and of release to the prisoners, and of sight to the blind 1. and became to those who believed the author of everlasting salvation, and to those who did not believe the reproach of their unbelief too, so he might become the same to those in Hades 3, that every knee should bow to him, of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth 4. And thus, after he had freed those who had been bound for ages, straightway he rose again from the dead, showing us the way of resurrection.